Hello? Hey, this is Charlie. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It just cut out on me.
Could you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. It's a little loud, but I can still hear you, though.
No, like, when it cut out, could you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened to me. I can't hear you, but if you can hear me, I definitely didn't hang up first.
Okay. It's all right. I was talking to you about the Facebook and what we do. We run a campaign on your Facebook page to help you get more added.
I do have a question about that. I ran campaigns. What makes you better than me to do it myself?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know how to do that. I've ran campaigns, target audience, all that nonsense. And I mean, I would know my target audience because I run the business. So why would it be better for me to pay for you to do it instead of me?
Yeah,
I know the Google thing makes sense, but now the Facebook thing lets me on.
Yeah, so the Facebook, we actually have around 18 years experience as well. So we've been doing this for a while. That's what makes us so effective at it. We actually target people that are searching your services on another platform, which is Google, and then we retarget them on Facebook. Typically, when people do it themselves, they're kind of doing like a cold target market where they're just dumping their ad out in front of people that may be interested. We're getting in front of people that are already interested in your services.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it. But I have a question for you. Do you work on a commission base?
What was that?
Do you work on a commission base? Like, how do you get paid?
How do we get paid? We get paid based off of salary here.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Not commission at all.
Nope. Not for us.
That is weird. I mean, you're just a good salesman, so I would have thought that you'd be a commission-based salesman. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We're
I guess.
No, this is a really good company that we work for, so we keep a lot of our stuff private here, especially with our customers as well, but, I mean, like I said, what I can do here is I can help you out with the Google Business Profile. We can get you started. How it would work is that would get your account all set up here. Then I would book you with my onboarding team. And then from there, they would just make sure and verify everything is correct from there. Now, it's like my father says, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. that's why we do that onboarding call, because we want to make sure when we submit all the information out to Google that there's no hiccups in that first month and you get verified right away, and then we can start populating you to that first page as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with
And you said $249 is my price for 2 months?
It would be $249 month
to month. Like each month. Yeah,
yeah,
each month.
Yeah, month to month.
Is that the best price you can give me?
That's the best price I can give you with the Facebook. If you're not really interested in the Facebook, then we would just do the Google only. And, I mean, it wouldn't give you the reach you're really looking for. That's why we pair it up with the Facebook. And we allocate $100 from that $249 to your Facebook ads. You don't have to pay two separate places. You're only paying $249 for the services that we're talking about.
Okay, can I cancel anytime?
You can cancel.
If I get zero calls and it just doesn't work, I can't cancel?
There's a cancellation. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee either. So it's month to month. There's no contract.
Perfect.
Okay. So with your business information, I have Snowbuster. Is that correct? That's what's going to show on the first page of Google, okay?
It's with an S. Snowbusters.
Snowbusters with an S. Okay.
So how did you find Snowbusters? How did Yelp have?
It was just a typo here, so
okay, give me a moment.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create everything right now. So I have Snow Busters. And then what's the address of where we're going to send that PIN verification to you for Google?
36350. Address as in a physical address or email address?
As in a physical address. So what's going to happen is we're going to send you out a PIN verification. That's going to verify your Google business profile. That's telling Google that you're a legitimate person and a legitimate business. They're really going away with P.O. boxes because they want to make sure that you're not a robot with a P.O. box. Yeah.
36350.
36350.
MAYONI Street 99669 SOL dot no D O. I don't actually know what it was put on it.
Yeah, it's S O L D O N or S O L D O T N A.
Yeah, Soldotna, Alaska.
Okay. And then that zip code was the 99669?
Yep.
Okay. And then for your customers to contact you and get a hold of you is the 907-741-2702.
Yep, perfect number.
Perfect. Okay. Give me one second here. One moment here.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay. Can I have that address one more time? I'm sorry.
36350 Mayoni, M-A-Y-O-N-I Street, Sedona, Alaska, 99669.
Gotcha. Okay. And then your first name is spelled M-A-L-E-D-A?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your last name? And how do you pronounce that? I'm sorry.
Maletta.
Maletta. Okay. Maletta, what's your last name?
D-E-N-D-R-O-C-K.
D-E-N-D-O-N-C-K?
B-R-O-C-K.
Oh, B-R-O-C-K. Okay. Ben Brock or Den Brock?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's an email address so that way you get everything in writing? One. Two, I send you an invoice.
Give me one moment. All right, it's snow@snowbusters.net or .site.
Okay. So it's snow
at snowbusters.site.
Snowbusters.site. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the so we'll send you text messages with updates and everything like that that goes on with your Google Business profile along with the Facebook. Is the 907-741-2702 a good number for that?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you just do residential or do you do commercial as well?
Oh, I'll do them all. Last year I got, well, I haven't done commercial. Oh, wait, I have. Yeah, I have. But I really turned them down, and so this year I'll take them because I'm licensed and insured. But when I wasn't insured, it's hard because you got to use actual snow blowers on the roof and all this, like,
yeah.
Which is really dangerous. And, yeah. But, yes, I do them all.
Okay.
What does that mean to you, though?
What does that mean for us?
Yeah, what are you asking?
I'm asking.
What's the difference? Are you just advertising for both?
Yeah, so that way we can make sure that we put you in places where if a business were to search for that, then they would be able to contact you and find you directly. If you just wanted to do commercial, then residential, then we would just cancel out commercial, right?
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then, snowblowing, okay. So, are you going to secure this listing on the Snowbusters business credit card, or are you going to put it on a personal card? How do you want to secure the listing today?
It'll probably be a personal credit card. Is that where we're at right now?
Yeah, so I'm just going to get the information. I'm not going to charge anything.
Is this the last part?
This is not the last part. I'm just going to grab this here. I'm going to do a security question with you, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification very quickly and then schedule you an onboarding call, and then that's when I make the transaction.
Who am I going to be talking to on the onboarding call?
You'll be talking to one of my tech teams, one of my account managers here. We have a couple of them, so I don't know which one will be on that call.
So, am I going to talk to you again after this?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have my full information with my number and my extension, so if you ever needed to get a hold of me as well, you could always do that, and I could always answer your questions, or if you have anything you want me to do for you, you could always get a hold of me. You will also have my email address as well.
Perfect. Okay, let me put you on hold one more time, and then I'll come back, and I'll give you all the information, and we'll do that.
No problem.
Cool. And will I get a mobile receipt for this when after the onboarding call when I get charged?
Yeah. So I'm gonna make sure that once we do the transaction that you actually have everything set in place there. So you get the receipt. 1, 2. I walk you through the terms and conditions on our deal, and then make sure that you get all the emails that are going to be sent to you as well. So you'll get everything for you.
Let's do it.
Okay, so with the first, is it just your first name and last name on the card, or does it have Snowbusters?
Miletta Denbrock. No, it's my personal card.
Okay, so first and last name, and that's it?
Yep.
Okay, and then for the address, is it the same address you gave me earlier, the 36350?
Yes.
Okay, Yes. And then are you going to be using a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover?
Yes, MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
5249-3291-9777-4287.
Okay, can I repeat that?
Expiration date? Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got 5249-3291-9777-4287.
Perfect. All right. Expiration date, 0326.
Okay.
And then the three-digit code is 419.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you. So we don't sell any of your information here. It's always going to be locked in with us. Also, too, when we call you, we're always going to ask you the security question. So you always know it's us talking to you, and it protects us because we always know that it's you that we're talking to as well. So, so I have three. You can have one of them. Father's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Todd, first pet's name, Todd, T-O-D-D.
T-O-D-D. Okay, perfect. All right, now I'm just going to walk you through very quickly through the voice verification. This is just because we have you on a discounted free agreement here, so this is an added protection for you that will be sent to you in writing to your email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you don't understand something, just let me know. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it for you, or I'll, you know, let you know what it means, and then we'll just go from there. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction, all right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Snowbusters.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Maletta Denbrock and owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Nice. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your pet's first name, Todd, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to come from an 877-635-6225 number. That's our customer service number. That's what my tech team is going to be contacting.
Let me put you on hold. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Right. Keep going.
Okay. The number is going to come from an 877-635-6225 number. That's our customer support line. I'm going to email that number over to you as well, so you'll have that, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 15th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Or you can freeze it, because I know your thing is seasonal, right? So you can just let us know three business days.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
I'll probably freeze it in March, after March. Probably
okay.
4 months, and then freeze it.
Yeah, just let us know 3 days before the 15th, and you're definitely...
Can we just plan for a freeze?
Can
we do that?
I can put it in a note here for a calendar to call you before we charge it for March. How about that?
You should.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, I'll do that, and then that way we can call you and say, hey, it looks like you want to freeze this account, and then we can contact you before your next billing is due, okay?
Sweet. Perfect.
Okay. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a onboarding call with you and my tech team. What's a good time for you, either tomorrow or Friday?
And so I'm getting charged today, but the onboarding call is tomorrow or Friday?
Yes. We're securing the listing.
I get charged after the onboarding call.
You'd get charged right now. So the transaction's going through, but what happens is it secures the listing, so it stops those calls going out. So when I told you we only work with one company per industry per area, we just filled that position with you. So now we can't call that area anymore. You've secured that listing.
Wait, so what is the area exactly? What
your
is
area
the area? So I'm
the
like the top company.
The 50 to 60 mile radius. So now we only work with you. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, well, let me see here. Let me see what I got for you. Let me see how. I mean, I can book a call with you at the top of the hour if that works for you.
Oh, no. As long as it's all legit, I'm fine with tomorrow at what's the earliest and what's the latest you can do.
Okay, so 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we come in. That's the earliest. The latest we can go is 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, and how long does the call take, typically?
Typically, it only takes around 30 to 45 minutes.
Perfect. We'll do that at 7 a.m., earliest possible.
Okay. I'm going to send this over to you. And so everything went through on my end, the transaction. You're all set here. I want to be the first one to welcome you and say, Local Splash, we're like a family here, so we treat all our clients like that.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
I know, but you got to be doing more than just doing it, bro.
All right, keep going. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is more important.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start working on this account here. I sent you a text message. Can you pull that up for me? That's going to be our terms and conditions.
Let me come right back though.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm back, but I have two quick questions. When you first called me, you said, she said I was in Minnesota. So what do you guys do to find people? Are you just look at, you just have like a view of like recent companies that popped up and you try to target them before they like get somebody else?
So she had a little typo on there. That's why what happens when we have a listing in an area, we usually get all the listings for that specific industry, and then we call those companies and see which one would want to be on the first page of Google. And then, like I said, once we find one that secures it.
I'm on the first page. Am I on the top? Or am I just on the page?
No, you don't even have a Google Business profile. You just have a Yelp. That's all.
No. I'm saying what you guys provide now. Like, am I going to be on top, or am I going to be on the bottom, or am I going to be on the page?
I know what you mean. Gotcha. So nobody can promise you top spot. If they do, as a Google Channel partner, if they do, then they're just telling you stories. So it's an algorithm. That's okay. How that works. So we're going to place you, and we're the company that's representing you, so we're going to place you on that first page. Now, we have gotten our companies to that first spot, but I can't guarantee you that if you get there that you're going to stay there forever because it's an algorithm. So that's why we like to pair that up with the Facebook to really help you out.
Perfect.
So, okay. So all right. I have everything.
You can continue.
Yeah. No problem. The more questions, the better, because I like to answer questions as well. So I have here, I sent you an email for the Google. It's going to come from a Google.
Oh, yeah. You wanted me to pull it up.
So
pull
I sent
up
you
the service.
Yes, so that one I sent you, and I also sent you a text message.
Yeah, so Local Splash, blah, 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 get your business profile verified, or fill out the form here. Reply to the email we just sent, or fill out the form here.
No, not that one. So I would go to the...
Oh, here it is. Click here to accept terms of service.
Yes, so there's one that... Yeah, so there's one that's a text message that we just sent you, and that one's the one I need you to just fill out today, right now. My tech team will walk you through the rest of the, but it says your first name. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. And then it says, please click here, and it has a link, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms. And then it has your phone number.
Yeah, I just did that. So okay. I just accepted it. Now it says username and password.
Oh, beautiful. What do I do here? You're quick. Okay, so
yeah, I'm just rushing stuff.
So. I like it. So that's a tracking system there. So we're going to build that for you. So once we do the onboarding call, that's going to be custom built. So you'll be able to see everything going on. You're going to be able to track everything week by week, month by month. So you'll
perfect.
Be able to see the calls, the clicks, and also to how well your Facebook is running as well, okay?
Perfect.
So we're going to send you those credentials. So don't do anything there. So just keep an eye out for the email. We're going to make that for you. So you should be receiving that within 5 days. I usually see it done sooner than that, but it's custom built for you, all right?
Okay, so email's coming in 5 days. Call's coming in tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
After that, what do I have to do? I have to do anything? Do I have to give me my Facebook? Oh, that's probably going to be during the call, right?
That's going to be done on the call. They're going to walk you through that. You're just going to add us on a partner, so that way we can run it, but you would have the ownership of it, obviously, because it's yours. And then that's it. After the call tomorrow, you basically are pretty set. We're going to start populating everything and building everything out.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear.
So let me see.
I like that you guys don't work with anybody else now that you've picked me. So that's like your starting point, I'd say. Definitely.
Yeah, that's the reason why we've been able to stay in business for 18 years is because we're very exclusive. Because it doesn't make sense if we just
that's amazing, everybody. Honestly.
It doesn't make sense if we're like, hey, everybody can get to the first page of Google. Because typically, not everybody can get there. There's only a handful of spots. So
Yeah.
I'm promising that everybody sense. That then we're in a world of trouble if we're doing that.
100%.
So I have everything here. You're all set for on my end. Do you have any other questions for me?
I'm going to – what if I miss the call tomorrow morning? Will you just call me back,
Yeah, so we'll
– I won't miss the call, but if I did, then the rare chance.
Yeah, so if you missed, we would call you back to try to reschedule. Or what we'll do is we'll leave you a message and send you a text message and see if you'd like to just respond through there, and we'll try to reschedule you then. But we will call you back because we need to get that done for you.
Sweet. Okay. So also, this will probably all be finished mid-December.
Mid-December for the Google, mid-December to late December. For Facebook, it's going to be done within 7 to 14 days, usually typically 7 days.
And you'll start promoting my Facebook and like trying to get people calling me.
Yes, sir.
Sweet.
Straight to your phone. Sweet.
Okay, love to hear it. And perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie. You've been very helpful.
No problem. I appreciate the time. I emailed you. My email is in your inbox. So if you ever need to get a hold of me, my phone number is at the bottom of my email with my full name and my extension. Okay? So if you ever need to get a hold of me, go ahead and call me. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll call you back within an hour.
Perfect.
Okay? All right. Well, I'm going to get started here on your account here so that way we have something for you tomorrow, and then we will call you in the morning. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, sir. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.